Straight out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Cold World reflects the realities of a city shaped by segregation, incarceration, economic inequality, and racial tension. DVJ and Michelle openly identify as Democrats, and their political lens is clear: pro-working class, race-conscious, anti-hypocrisy, and critical of power structures that harm marginalized communities. Their political stance isn't performative. It's grounded in how policy, policing, housing, education, and media actually impact everyday people in cities like Milwaukee. A couple's chemistry that works. What separates Cold World from many political or social podcasts is that the hosts are a real couple, not co-hosts playing roles. Having spent more than a decade together, DVJ and Michelle bring an organic rhythm to the mic. There's trust, pushback, humor, disagreement, and understanding, all without forced drama. That chemistry allows conversations to feel raw but balanced, intense but grounded. Individual hosting styles, same mission, different angles. DVJ brings a direct, unfiltered, experience-driven style. His perspective is shaped by a past that includes incarceration, mistakes, survival, and transformation. He speaks from the inside, not as an observer, but as someone who lived the consequences of systemic failure. DVJ doesn't sanitize his story. Instead, he uses it to expose hypocrisy, challenge stereotypes about Black men, and show that growth is possible without denying where you came from. Michelle complements this with a sharp, thoughtful, and emotionally intelligent approach. She brings clarity, accountability, and nuance, especially when discussing sexism, relationships, gender dynamics, and how racism intersects differently for women. Her presence keeps the show from becoming one-dimensional, ensuring conversations stay honest without becoming reckless. Together, they don't echo each other. They balance each other. Core topics and themes. Cold World Podcast consistently tackles race and racial stereotypes, sexism and gender inequality, classism, incarceration and reentry, political hypocrisy, media narratives, power, privilege, and the isms people pretend don't exist. These topics aren't discussed academically. They're discussed personally with real stories, real frustration, and real accountability. Growth, change, and accountability. A central theme of the podcast is change. DVJ openly addresses his past, not to glorify it, but to show evolution. Cold World doesn't pretend people are born perfect or broken forever. It challenges the idea that people can't grow and calls out systems that profit from keeping people labeled, boxed in, and disposable. Platform and production. The Cold World Podcast will now be produced and distributed exclusively via...
And you know what, though? I'm just up here bullshitting because it really ain't black and white. It really is not. Because you know why? White folks really love niggas. Don't let them fool you. Because you got to go back in the history because we used to... It's ownership. Because when white folks owned niggas, we were in their house. You don't let nobody in your house you hate. We was in the guy... And the mammy, the babies are sucking on their titties, cooking their fucking food. Wasn't central heat. You know we was warming up the bed. Get your big black ass up in that bed. Warm it up. I'm going to sleep in 5 minutes. It's chilly in here. I'll get in there, nigga, and warm it up. They loved us. Soon as we got free, that shit changed, didn't it? Niggas live on this block. I don't think I want to live here. Now we can't even be on the same block. Trust me, if slavery came in tomorrow, niggas be, white folks be all open arms. Oh, welcome home, niggas. Missed you. Sing one of those songs, please. Here, Hammer, catch that chicken. That's too cold, ain't it? I don't mean to be that mean. Yes, I do.
Now I can't make it up. There was a teacher in Jersey, a grown-ass teacher. A little girl is 6 years old, a little black girl is 6 years old. The teacher tells her she has a tablet with a gorilla on it. You're a gorilla, your mama's a gorilla, your daddy's a gorilla. Don't you tell anybody. A grown-ass woman tells this little girl this. The little girl held it for 4 days. She told her mother. The mother was a nice mother. She came to school. All she wanted was an apology. Is that a nice mother? A grown-ass woman? If that had been my six-year-old, I'd have waited for that woman after school.
You fuck with it, fuck with it. You don't. Fuck you, it don't matter anyway. Word, nigga. Hey.
Who getting it first? You gon' be the one that get it the worst. Yeah, these rap niggas is pussy. You oughta get them a purse. If they try me, you just oughta get them a hearse. Cause the ghost back told you that it's holiday time. I'm the illest out. All these niggas out of their mind. Let me reintroduce myself. I'm Payne's brother. If I'm kicking the rhyme, I'm Flame's brother. Every rapper under the sun, whoever the rain covers, forget it, yeah, I'm with it. I was never a Flame brother. I told you I'm a lyric assassin. It comes to the craft, I will kill you for passion. Niggas rhyme whack, other niggas is laughing. You on the wrong way, need to get you a captain. Yeah, nigga, hop on that ghost ship. Heard what you saying, but it wasn't no dope shit. It wasn't legal money, then I'd be in a dope flip. I'm a ghost kid. Like, I give a fuck. Niggas saying they top five. Like, I give a fuck.
Stop the fucking car! Show me your hands! Stop the car! Sheriff's office, stop the car!
Offer some drunk driving.
Turn the car off!
Put your hands behind your back right now. Put your hands behind your back.
I'm good.
Put your fucking hands behind your back. Stand up. Stand up.
Good.
Get over here.
My hands are behind my back.
Stay right here. God damn it.
Dude, my hands are behind my back.
Hey, boss. My name's Carter. I'm a deputy with the Dunn County Sheriff's Office. Yeah. Right now, you're in handcuffs and you're in the back of a car, so I'm going to read you your rights, okay?
Okay. It is what it is.
You have the right to listen to me. Listen to what I have to say. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before making any statements or answering any questions.
Hey, you know what?
What's that?
I got two of my buddies that, two of my friends that are police officers, and I don't care. And, yep, maybe I fucked up.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm coming from Elk Lake.
From where?
Elk Lake.
Elk Lake? Were you drinking tonight?
No.
Okay.
So here's a wonderful, another wonderful drunk driver I found.
Where's this one out of?
Carolina.
Somewhere. North Carolina.
Yeah, I think so.
You've got charges pending in both the Magistrate Court and General Sessions. You've got driving under the influence going to Spark with Magistrate Court. And you've got a baby stop for a blue light and a grand larceny.
Well, that's a lie because I took a drug test.
Going in
I did a
General
blood
Sessions
drug test. And it came back negative.
30 days on the driving under the influence.
Okay, well, I'm not doing that.
Sign right here.
I'm not signing that.
Okay, that's
and,
what I need you to know.
I'm also, the traffic failure to stop for a blue light, no injury or death, versus the men.
Do you want to give me a phone number for your mother? Your mother's
I'm
in
not
the back.
Signing that either.
You're not going to give me a phone number
no,
for your
no.
mother to be text message?
No, that's okay.
You have, if you fail to make your court appearance, and your court appearance will be held.
I'm not going to court either.
I understand that. Your court appearance will be held January 22nd, 2026 at 10 o'clock.
Y'all feed me this garbage and feed lies and
you
put this crap on TV and say
you
I was driving
make
under.
Sure
excuse
you
me,
you
I'm talking.
No, you're not.
I'm talking.
Okay.
Driving
you're
under
fine,
influence
sir.
And drinking.
If your bond just said it. $902 cash surety, and you got a $20,000 cash surety bond on the failure to stop from a blue light.
Well, I'm not signing either one.
I understand that, sir.
I contact Donald Trump.
You're now asking
me. All right, okay. I guess I'll be contacting Donald Trump then.
So he thinks that he'll contact Donald Trump, and he won't have to appear for his drunk driving tickets.
He thinks he's about he's trying to get all kinds of white privilege.
I guess.
Dude
I'm
said
not
I'm not going.
That.
I said I ain't got no court date. No, I ain't going to court. Dude's telling the judge, look, I'm in control here, buddy.
Right.
So those are some of the other things that we discuss for anyone new listening. Talk about racism, stereotypes, sexism. Right, Marley? Classism, all the isms.
All the isms.
All of them.
So let's talk about Janiah Walker. She's still missing. She left her Milwaukee home in her brother's clothes. She turned the corner on a Ring camera and was never seen again. Janiah Walker went missing on June 23rd, 2022. She was only 15 years old at the time. Janiah was a sophomore at Riverside High School, described by her mother as a determined teenager. One of about 2,500 to 3,000 people who go missing in Milwaukee each year, Janiah stands out for several reasons. Unlike most, the day turned into years and she wasn't found. For another, she's a juvenile who, unlike Alexis Patterson, Kristen Smart, or Elijah Vu, didn't become major news story, although there's been very little coverage. She's part of a troubling pattern in which people of color or in underprivileged communities don't get equal news coverage. The police investigation is still ongoing. MPD declined to comment on the case, but they did provide the full police file through an open records request and spoke about how they conducted investigations. This case is now in the hands of the FBI. Janiah's mom believes the answers to her daughter's disappearance likely lie in the darkest reaches of online underground. She was definitely groomed and lured away, believes Janiah's mom, Tanisha Howard, who spoke with Media Milwaukee. The police file documents that Janiah had developed quite an online alter ego, including websites that shouldn't have allowed a juvenile and doomsday YouTube videos. She was also communicating with older men online and had declared that she loved one, the mom said. In addition, the mother verified she worked at the pizza shuttle with Sade Robinson, a Milwaukee woman who was murdered and whose body parts were discarded throughout the city. A man Robinson met online, Max Anderson, is accused in that case and has been convicted. Howard confirmed that Janiah's family also knew Robinson and the family for years. That is quite a coincidence that they knew each other. I didn't know that. In addition, Howard says that she received odd emails sent to an account that only Janiah knew shortly after her disappearance. So the mom received emails that only Janiah knew the email.
Oh.
Like it was probably her mom's email or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then they stopped coming. They were routed through a website that makes it impossible to trace the author's location.
See, that's suspicious right there.
Right. Janiah's mom said that her daughter was so bright that she was walking and talking by the first year of her life.
Wow.
Lots of memories of her, of course. But just to show, like, how intelligent she is, even when she was an infant, she was born in 2007. What baby is walking and talking in 2007 is what her mom said. Janiah's older sister, Mackenzie Thompson, also said Janiah was smart. She was talking before she was one. She had real conversations. Howard recalled a day when Janiah was 6 months old and asked if she could get down. Her mom said, "You can't walk." So she said, "No," you know, and she could talk. She was 6 months old. She just slid down her mom's lap and started walking. So before going missing, Janiah Walker showed her mom a picture of a white man, maybe a year prior to the disappearance. She just kept saying, "Mom, isn't he cute?" according to her mom. And her mom kept saying, "No." Howard mentioned that she had a feeling something was going on, but couldn't put her finger on it. Howard's kids told her that she was just being paranoid. At the time, it was just her, Janiah, and her son living there. Her other kids would tell her, you know, that she was just overreacting, and she would say, like, "Make sure she's not home alone. I just feel like somebody's watching her." And Tanisha Howard said, I guess that's, you just call it a mother's intuition. I really felt like somebody was watching her. And I said to the older kids, like, just don't let her walk the dog by herself. The teen was talking to somebody online. The mother believes it now. Janiyah also got her own debit card and checking account because her mom said she didn't give her a reason not to trust her. One day, Janiyah was sitting on a box she had ordered online and didn't want to show her mom. Howard told Janiyah that she was going to look in the box if she didn't tell her what was in it. So Janiyah told her that it was just a book bag. She said, the next time we go camping, I'll have a bag big enough to put everything in. The mom believed it because that's what they did. They went camping. Howard mentioned that she never saw the bag in person and mentioned Janiyah got it on Amazon months prior to going missing. So Miss Howard reached out to the FBI after Janiyah went missing and said she was in panic mode, saying they weren't listening at first. So one day she just called them and said, I need somebody to listen to me. She talked calmly and the lady took down her report. Then the FBI came to her house 2 days later, and it took about a week or two to initially get through everything. She also mentioned she went to the police station and said her child was missing. They asked her how old she was, and she said 15. Oh, well, she's not a child. She's a teenager, is what the officer told her. And she felt that he was being a little sarcastic.
The cop?
Yeah.
Well, they are a lot of times.
Yeah. So she told the officer she believed her child was being groomed online. And the officer would say things like, I wish I could put on a cape and come out there and help you find Janiyah, but unfortunately, I can't. I'm stuck behind this desk. She mentioned that the officer was very sarcastic and that she had reached out to the captain because he kept telling her that he didn't have time to prioritize Janiyah's case.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And she's like, time is everything. You know, my daughter's missing for over 3 weeks and you're not doing anything. Janiyah trusted someone online and she was being groomed and lured away. It's not like I'm going to run away from home and be this adventurous person. Like, she wasn't like that at all.
So question real quick, baby. You said the mom said that she suggested to the police that she thinks her daughter might be in. Groomed or whatever?
Yeah.
And he blew it off, basically?
Yes. Her daughter wasn't the type to just trust anybody. So it leads her mom to believe that she was talking to them for quite some time. Howard said she went to the neighbors to pull up their door cam to see if they had seen her on their footage. That's how she got the footage. She shared it with the National Missing and Exploited Children. The police were so upset with me. They were like, you called National Missing and Exploited Children? She's like, she's been missing for 2 weeks. You guys aren't doing anything.
Yeah, I'm calling everybody. My child's missing.
Right. So her older sister, Mackenzie Thompson, said, you had to really slow it down to see her leave because it was like she was a cheetah or something. She just had to go meet somebody. Like, so she obviously just went out the door and bolted off. So Miss Howard had COVID and mentioned Janiyah was the only one to take care of her and that it was really bad. I didn't realize she knew how to drive. So she was driving me to my doctor's appointments and things of that nature. I remember they told me, like, she's so smart. Which she was 15 and knew how to drive. I guess kids know stuff these days.
For sure.
I don't know. I probably could drive a car when I was 15.
Yeah, yeah.
So she missed a lot of school during that time, but she didn't fail any of her classes because she was at home taking care of her mom and everything. So that just shows you she's really determined and a smart person. Janiyah showed an interest in babysitting, and Howard assumed this was because Howard had a granddaughter and grandson who both came in 2019. They're both five now. She wanted to learn how to babysit children. She wanted to be a professional babysitter.
She also was called a loyal friend by her friends. She's always asking me, Mom, how are you able to talk to people, like make friends so fast? You're just so good at talking to people. Howard said Janiyah had an introverted personality and mentioned that she struggled with it. She mentioned that a couple of weeks before Janiyah went missing, Janiyah asked her how she would feel if she never saw her again. Ooh, that's weird. She was always the type of person to be inquisitive. So 3 years had passed, and there's no word from her, no nothing.
How much time passed?
So it's been almost 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And her sister feels like somebody should have seen her. She said the only person who did was a man across the street who no longer lives there and another man in the same apartment building. The first man saw her walking her dog earlier in the day and said she had a dress on. And the other man said that she had a book bag on. The man who saw her with the book bag said she was in a rush walking really fast. But when she turned the corner, he didn't see her anymore. Janiyah was wearing her brother's clothes in the video too, clothes she didn't typically wear. So it was planned. And her mom thinks that she was being manipulated, that everything was like planned out, like what she should wear, what she should take.
Sounds like it. Like that book bag, you said it was like bought. Sounded like a few days or a couple days before she.
It was missing. Yeah. So her sister said, I feel like somebody probably encouraged my sister to leave the home and take her. Another time a police officer told Howard that they can't deal with this right now. Like, we have a homicide, we have a body. And I told them, like, well, at least you have a body to deal with. You know, like, I had a missing daughter. So Jonathan, Janiyah's father, mentioned in the police report that after a year, Janiyah's phone wasn't used. So they kept her phone active for a year.
That was smart. Just see if, you know, some.
Right. But
someone started trying to get
it. Right. But after a while, he couldn't afford to keep paying for her phone. And she said that she was like, dude, that's like the only way that
supposed to let that phone keep running for now.
Yeah.
The company?
Maybe, yeah. So they couldn't monitor Janiyah's data usage because of the way she used apps and Wi-Fi, mentioning that Janiyah was very smart. So, like, she was probably using, you know how you can get, like, another phone number? Like, through an app?
Apps, yeah.
So you can do texting and phone calls, and, like, there's no trace of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, the FBI wasn't even able to, like, trace her phone at all. So she probably took the battery out. Well, oh, wait, you can't do that anymore. But maybe it was an old phone. I don't know.
Remember we talked about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, pulling the battery out.
Or she just, like, threw the phone in the river, you know, or, like, if it's turned off, you can't trace it.
Burned it,
put it in a garbage can, whatever. So her mom feels like Janiyah is still alive and that there's someone out there that knows where she is or, like, is holding her against her will. You know, maybe she wants to leave now and the person won't let her.
That's what my mind is telling me.
Right.
There's clearly some BS involved.
Right. So basically the bottom line is that they did find that she was like communicating with like older men, older as in like 30s, because she's 15. And so like the FBI has come up with nothing. MPD didn't try. There's nothing on social media. Like she just vanished.
And it's crazy because during the Sade Robinson thing, this case resurfaced and came up again, you thought it would have got some traction then. It got talked about a little bit, but never really caught any footing again.
And now knowing that the police department kind of blew her off, I'm wondering if they, like, even looked into that with the connection of Max Anderson. I mean, they said there was no connection and that they looked into it, but now I'm doubting it.
I know.
Now I'm doubting it. Because
did they work?
They worked together at Pizza Shuttle and the families.
So that wasn't a rumor that was going around, and some people were trying to say that was just a rumor. That's not a rumor. They worked together.
They worked together and the families knew each other.
Oh.
So there was like more than one, you know, there was a definite connection between the two girls or young ladies.
And they found other people's
information, IDs
and
stuff
in Max, and clothes like inside, like the
stuff like up in the, you know, like in your basement, how there's, you know, like the subfloor is your ceiling. It was like tucked, like in the duct work and stuff.
And to this day, we still don't know because they've
never said
it wasn't Sade, some of that stuff. So who shit is that?
Right. And so, like, did they contact the IDs of the people with IDs that were in his home? Like, I guess we don't know. And I do know that Gisela Kay, she's it's Grizzly True Crime, right?
Yep.
I think she said she was going to request the file. I think she said she was, but I.
Not on Gisela Kay.
But I could be wrong, because she was also gonna request like the Brian Korberger file. But anyway, so they knew each other. So like.
Question, real quick, baby. How old is? I'm gonna say. I'm not saying was. How old is Janiyah?
Today.
Because I don't think she's dead. I'm gonna think like she's alive. That's what I'm saying. Is.
So I think she would be like 19 now.
Okay.
Because this happened in 2022. Wait. This happened in June of 2022. So she would be she'd be 18, almost 19, depending on when her birthday is.
Use the microwave, y'all. I'm warming up some coffee.
I don't know if you heard when I was saying, but like she showed her mom a picture of like a older white guy. Again, when I say older, I mean
30s. Right.
And she was like, oh, isn't he cute? And the mom was like, no. Because like he's old. So, like, I mean, that kind of tracks with how old Max Anderson was, is just saying. There's a lot of question marks.
Baby, tell them about the interaction that the managing lady.
Our building, the leasing agent.
A lot of people probably unaware. We're in that building, too, by the way.
We live in the building that Sade Robinson lived in. Two floors up. Yeah. So the leasing agent had told me, like, once he was arrested, she told me that she had seen him at Warnemont Park, like, when she was walking her dog.
This story is crazy.
He was walking his dog and, like, was just, like, creepily, like, behind her, you know, maybe, like, 30, 50 feet or something. And, like, her dog is super friendly and, like with other dogs and doesn't bark. And, you know, isn't, like, aggressive or anything like that. And her dog, like, was cowering and, you know.
Didn't want to have nothing to do with it. Right.
And he was just kind of, like, creepy and, like, looking at her. So, of course, that's her version. So.
Sounds believable,
though. You know, and she testified too, man. She looked like a nervous Nelly.
She did.
Yeah. I mean, she was obviously really, really, really upset.
Everyone said Sade was cool as hell, too. Like, yeah. The maintenance guy's building and Christine, because they kind of knew her, and they said that she was just, like, the coolest person. Everyone liked her in the building. We never personally met her. I can't even really remember if I, like, remember seeing her come or go or anything like that.
I don't know.
But it was eerie, y'all. Real quick side note. I was leaving for work early one morning, and I was actually recording some audio for an episode, and I was pulling out the parking structure, and there was a police car sitting in our parking lot, and it was just weird to me. I was like,
right.
That's weird, because it was at like 5 in the morning or something, and then come to find out he was here looking into the Sade Robinson. That might probably was the first call.
Oh, because they had called a welfare check on her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
And then, like, a day or two later, then, like, the detectives were here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was real creepy. So, anyway, if anyone has any information about Janiah Walker, you can go on the internet. There's tons of pictures of her. She's on the National.
I want to know where she is now.
I know.
Like, just us talking about this again and looking at her pictures makes me want to know, like, where is she?
Yeah.
Like, it literally wants you, like, where the fuck is she?
Yeah. So I got this information from MediaMilwaukee.com. They did a series on her. There's different parts, and this was posted by Aaron O'Neill. So that's all we have for today. It's a Saturday afternoon, and we're just going to relax and watch some basketball and cooking shows and maybe take the dog for a walk. Since it's a little nice outside, it's supposed to be cold all next week here.
Is it? You said in the 20s?
Yeah.
Hopefully wherever you're listening to is nice. If you're in Cali, we're going to get out there. Michelle was just asking me, are we ever going to get out to Cali?
Yeah, with all these natural disasters out there.
And yeah, we hope y'all are doing, because we got some Cali listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, can you just let everyone know that, like, we're not on the popping and stuff, and that they can just check us out, like, other places or whatever?
Yeah, so we're not on Podbean anymore. We decided to try something different. If it doesn't work out, we'll go back.
Still listen to our episode. Our podcast is still on there.
Yeah, our old episodes are still on there.
Mm-hmm. Anything from, I believe, our December 26th or whatever episode, that on... anything before that, but
yeah.
Anything new, you'll have to catch.
So as of this recording, we haven't uploaded it yet, so we're not entirely sure, but it should be on Amazon, iHeart, and hopefully wherever you get podcasts. But
just Google the name.
Just Google it, Cold World, WDVJ, and Michelle. So we hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.